Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Zoe Tang is in her junior year at Westview High School in Beaverton, Oregon. At age 16, she's already traveled across the country and internationally to compete in more than 250 chess tournaments. Last November, she tied for first place in the Continental Women's Tournament in the Dominican Republic. That achievement earned her the Woman Grandmaster title. To put Zoe's achievement into perspective, there are about 350,000 active chess players around the globe, rated by the International Chess Federation. About 11% of those players are women, and fewer than 500 players are women grandmasters, which is the highest ranking. Zoe, at age 16, is the first Oregonian to earn such a ranking by the International Chess Federation, and Zoe joins me now. Welcome to the exchange, Zoe.
Hello, thank you for having me here.
Also joining the conversation is Zoe's coach, Carl. He's joining us from somewhere in Southeast Asia. Welcome, Carl.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Where are you?
I am currently on my way home. I have a stopover planned I'm in Bangkok right now, and it is almost 1 a.m. here, but everything is great.
Oh, my word. Well, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's fabulous. Go ahead.
Zoe, before we get to your incredible achievements, tell us a little bit about your background. How'd you get interested in playing chess?
I started playing chess when I was 7 years old, and basically my best friend was part of the school's chess club, and she was like, oh, you should join too. So I joined her, and I went to my first chess club meeting, and from there I just started playing chess. After a while, very soon, I got my first coach, Carl, and from there I kind of just really grew in strength, and then I started playing chess a lot more seriously.
Okay, back up. You said you started playing chess when? How old were you?
7 years old.
At 7 years old, you could understand all the complexities of the game.
It's honestly, like, from a basic point of view, it's not that difficult because it's just 16 pieces, 64 squares with so many possibilities.
Did you say 16 pieces and 64 squares?
Yep.
Okay. And so your friend got you interested in playing chess?
Yes, my best friend.
So, Carl, I played chess competitively decades ago when I was in high school, but I didn't have a coach. How does someone become a chess coach? And more specifically, how did you become Zoe's coach?
Well, part of being a chess coach, I guess I started getting into chess coaching in the early 1990s when I became a life master in the U.S. Chess Federation. Time, I thought at that point I had something to explain to others when it came to this. Other than that, after that, it just came down to putting yourself out there. There wasn't anything at the time per se. There wasn't a program at a university or an accreditation of any kind. At the World Chess Federation level, they actually now have FIDE trainers. They have different levels of training people. But that didn't exist when I was getting started. As far as getting to be Zoe's coach, we first met at an Oregon Open probably, what, Zoe, 5-6 years ago, I want to say, something like that?
Well, maybe 7 years ago, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it was a while. And I was just talking to, people in our area knew that I was coaching kids and adults, for that matter. And her parents just walked up and said, and introduced themselves to me, and I sat down and went over a couple of her games and went from there.
So, Zoe, how did you learn to get better from the start when you first learned how to play chess? I know when I first started, I started reading books to figure out how to get better, because there are all kinds of strategies. How did you get better?
Personally, I went with the training that I liked the best. So for me, that was mainly three things. One was, of course, just like playing in tournaments, because that's always the most fun part, like playing in actual tournaments, winning against people, and like just playing real games. I also practiced a lot of puzzles, which because I was born in this generation, I did all my puzzles online on different websites and whatever. So like basically there's a lot of websites that give you stars or rating or whatever. It's like just a very fun way of kind of learning the game and like learning how to get better at tactics and calculation. And of course I had lessons, which was something I was very lucky to have. Lessons were also very big on helping me just get my more strategical foundation down.
Do you ever play against the computer?
I played against the computer a bit. I know there's like different bots and stuff on various websites. I did play against quite a few of those, yeah.
So you've played in more than 250 tournaments. How do you find the time?
It's just part of my routine, I guess. It's just playing a lot of tournaments basically every weekend. If there's a good tournament locally or if there's like a really good tournament somewhere in a different state, then I'll make plans ahead of time and I'll just play in those tournaments during my weekend free time.
So how often would you say you play chess on a regular basis?
I practice chess every single day, and I play chess like at least twice. Like I play in real tournaments at least twice a month, three times a month, something like that.
So how do you find competent competitors every day?
When I'm practicing every day, it's more just like practicing by myself, not necessarily playing against other people. And if you go to like big tournaments, then you'll usually find like a lot of really strong people there.
My guest is Zoe Tang. At age 16, she is the first Oregonian to earn the title of Woman Grandmaster from the International Chess Federation. Her coach, Carl, also joins us from Southeast Asia. I think you said you're in Bangkok, right, Carl?
Yep.
So help us understand how Zoe achieved the rank of Woman Grandmaster. Tell us about that process.
Well, just to first of all, you have to recognize that chess is kind of unique because not only are there tasks at hand, which Zoe explained quite well, but also there's a process involved to get really good and frankly, to get really good at anything. One of the things I learned from my parents was one of their sayings was excellence costs extra. And it is not something that happens overnight. There are a lot of roadblocks that will get thrown up in your way. And one of the first things I told Zoe and her parents was get ready to lose a lot. Because whenever you think you're good, there's always somebody better than you.
Okay, wait a minute. I've got boys at home that play football and soccer and basketball. I can never say, get ready to lose a lot. That's interesting advice. Go on.
And you're correct. You're correct because that is, if you notice, Zoe was talking about when she first got involved, she got a lot of positive reinforcement, and winning is one of those ultimate things. It is hard for young kids to process losing, and especially when they've been told that they are very good at things and are used to having successes, and they view losing as a failure. And you know, on one level it is, but on the other point, that is how you ultimately learn by trying something, it doesn't work, and then you figure out how to do it better.
Right, trial and error.
And yes, well, part of that too is a coach can help guide you around roadblocks. A lot of times, I'm the same way as you. When I grew up, there was no, you know, there were no coaches in chess. You just kind of read books and did the best you could. The concept of someone being there that you can access and help get around these roadblocks when they come up. And Zoe had plenty of them. I won't go into details, but suffice it to say there were games that she lost that hurt more than others. And just helping her understand the process about how to get past that and keep going forward is phenomenal. And for those that do it, in her case, she is an amazing young woman with great drive, and it served her well, and will continue to serve her well.
Zoe,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
To your question about how to be grandmaster. The issue there is the World Chess Federation sets out norm-based performances. You have to achieve at a certain level over a certain period of time to achieve these titles. I won't bore you with the math, but the other thing they do, and Zoe kind of took the express train to this, is they also designate certain major tournaments as qualifiers for that title on the assumption that if someone does well, like tying for first in a global event, that they probably have the skill set to be worthy of that designation. And so, that's how she got it, and it's not in any way meant to denigrate what she did. There aren't that many people that tie for first in a global chess tournament.
So, Zoe, how does it feel to be Oregon's first woman grandmaster?
It feels amazing. I mean, I feel like from a young age, I always wanted this title. It was something that I always looked up to. I'm like, oh, wow, this player has the women's grandmaster title, and now I have it for myself, too. And so, yeah, it feels really amazing.
Now, I understand you started your own organization for chess players called Puddletown Chess.
Yep. That's part of my goal because I want to bring the joy that I've felt playing chess to more people and especially to more kids in Oregon. So that's why I started Puddletown Chess, so that more kids can have the chance to play in like fun tournaments and just basically discover joy through playing chess.
Do you keep track of how many games you've won or lost?
I've lost count by now. I think one of the things that Carl has said that really stuck with me is when I was starting out, very beginner, he said, I've lost more games than you've played total. And I was like, wow, that's impossible. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, wait, actually, that's kind of true. Now I've kind of reached that point where I can say the same thing to my students because I've just really played that many games. And at some point, you learn from the losses, but you stop counting them, if that makes sense.
So you have students?
Yeah. Part of Puddletown is teaching. So I teach like lessons, but also like during our tournaments, there'll be people who come up to me to like get their games analyzed. So yeah, I do a lot of teaching as well nowadays.
Have you determined where you're going to go to college?
Oh, no. I'll apply to a lot of places, but I don't have any one set place yet.
Are there scholarships for competitive chess players?
There definitely are. There's a few different organizations that give them out, but there are scholarships for like winning and doing really well in certain tournaments.
So Zoe, you've reached the highest rank of woman grandmaster and you're just 16. What's next on your list of goals?
I want to go as far as I can with my chess, see how far I can get. And also there's still like two open titles that I can still get. I've earned the highest women's title, but there's still more goals to reach. I also want to bring chess to more people, as I said before, so kind of just spreading that joy of chess through Puddletown.
Well, you do a lot of traveling to these tournaments. Any travels upcoming in this year?
Hopefully I'll be playing in the American Cup in St. Louis in March, but also I'm not sure if I'll get invited. Hopefully I will.
Okay. How can people get in touch with Puddletown, Puddletown Chess?
Our website is www.puddletownchess.org. Visit our website for like all the details of like our upcoming events and such. Yeah, that's the main thing.
Do you have any remote students?
Yep. We have a weekly training program, and so every week I teach group lessons online.
Well, again, congratulations, Zoe. Really appreciate you joining the exchange.
Thank you for having me here.
And thank you too, Carl. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great day.
My guest was Zoe Tang, a chess champion from Westview High School in Beaverton and Oregon's first woman grandmaster.